In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joyous feast day. This day of Lazarus, Saturday, is the fulcrum, is the changing point, is the transitional day to move into Great and Holy Week. It is the celebration of this great miracle, the Lord's raising of Lazarus. There are several moving moments in this gospel, as we just heard, that the Lord groaned within himself, seeing the people weeping for Lazarus. And then the shortest sentence in the scripture, yet one of the most profound, that Jesus wept. That Jesus wept also. And it is commonly interpreted that somehow that this is his humanity expressing this weeping, and yet we have to stay in our theological definitions of the Holy Council of Chalcedon that speaks of the theanthropic union, the theos is God, anthropos is man, the divine-human unity, the union in Christ, the theanthropic, the unity of God and man in Jesus Christ. That as Chalcedon said, is neither separated nor confused, neither mixed together nor divided. So the divine and human is somehow together in that weeping. The theologians are afraid to attribute that weeping to the divine aspect of Christ as somehow a sign of weakness or a sign of changeability. But it's safe enough to say that God humanly expresses in Jesus Christ his attitude towards death. And Jesus wept. And then he did something about it. And then he took on that stink of death. Most of the young people remember the part of the scripture that he stinketh. That if they roll away the stone, they'll find something that they don't want to find. But Christ indeed conquers that stink of death. And this is that first resurrectional celebration day, the sign of the universal resurrection, the sign of the Pascha to come, the sign of Christ's promise, of his power, of his victory, of his invincibility against death, that he will indeed trample down death by death. And we have that sign given to us in the raising of Lazarus today. The Lord indeed did have some special friends on this earth when he walked this earth, and apparently Lazarus was one of them. And Lazarus, who is Saint Lazarus, a saint of the church, after being raised up from the dead, would eventually become Bishop of Cyprus. Is it Cyprus? I believe so. And would finish his days as a church leader, as a servant of Christ's holy church. And indeed would once again be overtaken by death, but indeed with the promise that was given to him, shown to him, that death would not be held by the tomb. And indeed, so we can, for all of us then, is to look to see that if Lazarus was not held by the tomb, none of us, neither us nor our loved ones or anyone we know, will ultimately be held by the tomb. But indeed, someday we will hear the words, "Come forth. John, come forth. James, come forth. Catherine, come forth. Mary, come forth." Will come forth those that have done good to the resurrection of life, those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation, as we read elsewhere in the Gospel of John, as we mention at every Orthodox funeral. But this is the sign, this is the glorious day, this is a resurrectional day, this is the day that cause the people to come and see who this Jesus is. Who is this man? And so this day leads to the overflow of the crowds and the excitement of Palm Sunday. And yet even with that excitement and even with that joy, there's another aspect that the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leadership, when they heard that Christ had raised Lazarus, decided to kill him. Decided to kill Christ. Imagine that. the fact that he had raised Lazarus, that was the last straw, that he must die. And so that undercurrent of that movement against him is there still under the surface of the joy. And yet we will have this joy because we know the ultimate victory is Christ. We know that he is the ultimate victor, that the cross itself is a victory. The cross itself is a sign of our Lord's defeat of sin, death, and the devil. And let us rejoice and be glad in the days ahead. May the Lord give us the grace and strength from this day forth to enter in deeply into the Holy Week. May we rejoice and be glad, and may we indeed ourselves groan as well when the time comes to do that for all that our Lord has done for us. Through the prayers of our Holy Father Lazarus and the righteous Martha and Mary, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Joyous feast day. Joyous.